USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Marco weakening as it nears the Louisiana coast, but still poses a threat with winds and heavy rains. The tropical storm now has maximum sustained winds of around 65 miles an hour. The storm could make landfall by this evening, followed by tropical storm Laura, which could be a hurricane by the time it reaches the Gulf Coast, possibly on Wednesday. President Trump has a message for Gulf Coasters.
I'm asking all Americans in the storm's path to follow the instructions of your state and local governments very closely.
Unrest in the streets of Kenosha, Wisconsin last night after police are seen in multiple now viral videos shooting a black domestic violence suspect in the back as he tries to get into the driver's seat of a parked car. Police say Jacob Blake was shot and seriously injured. Some protesters reportedly set fires and threw things at police. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have constipation with belly pain, straining, and bloating that keeps coming back? Take the 5-question gut check to see if it could be more than occasional constipation. It could be irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medication that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess is not a laxative. It works differently. Linzess helps relieve belly pain and lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements.
Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Talk to your doctor about whether Linzess is right for you. Go to Linzess.com to take the 5-question gut check. That's Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Among the speakers set for tonight's night one of the Republican National Convention are the president's son, Donald Jr., Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina, and House Republican Whip Steve Scalise. First Lady Melania Trump will be featured tomorrow night, as will the president's son, Eric, and Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. The secretary is currently on a diplomatic mission, as we hear from USA Radio's John Hunt.
Pompeo is traveling to Israel, several Gulf Arab states, and Sudan. To accelerate progress in the region, Pompeo is expected to be followed to many of the same destinations later in the week by Trump's senior advisor and son-in-law, Jared Kushner, according to several diplomats.
The FDA is granting emergency approval to the use of convalescent plasma to treat coronavirus. The treatment uses plasma from the blood of patients who have recovered from COVID-19 to treat people who are ill. And this is USA Radio News.
While you have free time and you're sitting at home and you ponder what kind of gifts to buy for someone, PatriotDepot.com has you covered, from puzzles, games, novelty items. If you're looking for some unique style items when it comes to the president, for more, you can check out PatriotDepot.com. Call 844-377-8052. That's 844-377-8052. Or PatriotDepot.com. Use promo code USA.
Chicago's violence problem doesn't appear to be slowing down any. As of last night, nearly 60 people had been shot in the city over the weekend, including 5 people who died. The most recent tragedy that police have detailed happened yesterday morning on the west side when Martin Coleman was shot and killed during some sort of argument. Last weekend saw 64 people shot across Chicago. Schools across the U.S. are facing shortages of this year's most crucial back-to-school supplies, the laptops and other equipment needed for online learning. The world's 3 biggest computer companies, Lenovo, HP, and Dell, have reportedly told school districts they have a shortage of nearly 5 million laptops. In some cases, worsened, they say, by the Trump administration's sanctions on Chinese suppliers. That's according to an Associated Press investigation. It says as the school year begins virtually in most places because of the coronavirus, educators nationwide are worried that computer shortfalls will compound the inequities and the headaches for students, families, and teachers. One school administrator in California telling the Associated Press it's going to be like asking an artist to paint a picture without paint. Kids cannot do distance learning, he says, without a computer. Well, you hopefully have a computer. Find us, if you do, online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.